Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Man, we have people calling in from all over. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. Amy's calling in from California. We had Hawaii and Florida and Illinois and Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas, New York, Maryland, Alaska, Iowa, Michigan, Virginia, Texas, Idaho, New York, Canada, and I'm sure I missed a whole bunch, but glad that you're all listening in. It's going to be a fun call tonight. You know, sometimes we talk about tactics and, you know, specific strategies that are business-oriented. Other times we kind of blow it out to a bigger picture conversation, and I think this is going to be a fun one. We're going to be talking about stretching your comfort zone rather than getting out of your comfort zone, and Amy Venner-Hamdy is certainly an expert at that. She's really grown herself personally and reaped the benefits, and I know she's going to share some fantastic stories here on tonight's call. Before we bring Amy on, just want to let everybody know at the end of tonight's call, I will be giving away a convention ticket. So make sure you're listening in. All you need to do to qualify is, number one, have your convention ticket purchased. So we've got a $49 down offer. It ends at the end of this month. It is going to be the last month that we have it. So if you want to go to convention, just $49 down. Make sure you get your convention tickets, and the sooner you get it, the more you can qualify for these promotions, which are going to go on all throughout April, May, June, and July. So you can win your convention ticket for free. You have to enroll one PLC member, and two PLC members. Every two PLC members that you enroll the week prior, you get your name in the hat, and you got to be on the call tonight to make sure you claim your prize. So lots of people winning lots of stuff. You know, one of the other things that's still going on, for those who started a 100-day program, you know, through the It Starts With 10 Days, you can win a free trip to Vegas or Vail or San Diego or Orlando. So we gave away 6 promoter trips, and now we're going to give away 3 consumer trips. First announcement will be in the month of May. So if you started your 100 days in January, make sure you post your after photos. Make sure you finish out your form. Only people with completed forms are going to have a chance to win. So lots of rising stars, lots of people having success, lots of people having fun, lots of people coming back from unconvention with amazing stories and videos and photos. And, you know, our community just is fantastic. It's just such a big part of who we are and what we do. Our community is coming together here this weekend with Diamond Club. So if you are going to be with us at Diamond Club this weekend, looking forward to seeing you. And if you're not, for sure, we want to make the Fall Diamond Club coming out of convention our biggest Diamond Club ever. So no matter what rank you're at or whether you just joined the company yesterday, we would love for you to be part of the big convention, start to build up your belief level, grow and expand yourself and your business, and join us at Diamond Club in the fall. So speaking of growing and expanding your business, I want to set up tonight's training, which I think is a really, really fun subject. And I heard Amy say something on the crown call. We do a crown call once a month, and yesterday was our crown call. And Amy said something that I thought was really profound. She said, growth happens at the edge of your comfort zone. And that statement really inspired, you know, this training. It's a brand new training here that Amy and I are doing together. And, you know, I heard another person just yesterday as well say, you have to get comfortable with getting uncomfortable. And so although those aren't the exact same things, they certainly have the same relative concept. And to me, it's a really important concept and something that goes beyond just the Perium business into your entire life. And I hear people say all the time, you know, get out of your comfort zone. You want to get out of your comfort zone. And really, I think that's wrong. And what you want to do is you want to stretch your comfort zone. You don't want to get out of your comfort zone. You want to stretch your comfort zone. And the difference is that when you're out of your comfort zone, it means that your activities and your belief are out of alignment. And when your activities and belief are out of alignment, then you feel uncomfortable and you feel stressed and you don't want to be in that state. And then what happens is you snap back into your comfort zone and oftentimes will never or be reluctant to open that door again. So we don't want to get out of our comfort zone. We want to stretch our comfort zone. We want to expand our belief. We want to take action with trust and with confidence. And that's why I invited Amy on the call, because she has done a fantastic job throughout her life, and especially the past few years, of growing her comfort zone, expanding her comfort zone, growing herself as a professional and as an individual. And so, Amy, I want to invite you onto the call, turn the call over to you. I know you got some fantastic training here this evening, some great stories, examples, quotes. So looking forward to hearing a little bit more as you can fill in the blanks on why growth happens at the edge of your comfort zone.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, David, and thank you for inviting me and having me on the call tonight. I love connecting with people, and I just realized as you were setting me up, I'm standing right at the edge of my comfort zone. I got that little anxious feeling when you said the word training and that I was going to be doing the training. So it's funny, even as gross that mindset as we have and as confident as we've become, sometimes we can get triggered, right? Back into, oh my gosh, can I do that? And that is the prime example of going out and stretching your comfort zone. So I want to back it up just a minute and talk about, you know, what is a comfort zone? We hear that term being used everywhere. We hear it in motivational speakers talk about it. You know, we hear psychologists talk about it. We read it in books. But what does that really mean? Well, a comfort zone is basically behavioral space that fits a routine or a pattern that we've created for ourselves, that we've created in our lives. But let's focus in on this routine or this pattern that we've created. It's to minimize stress and to minimize risk in our lives. So as human beings, we want to feel certainty. We want to feel security. We want to be in circumstances that feel familiar. We want to be, you know, the place where we are most at home. So stepping to the edge, stretching, that is where we find, stretching that comfort zone is where we find the opportunity for actual optimal performance. You know, because when you put yourself out there, when you feel some discomfort, when you don't have that certainty, we can look at great people in our society. That is where the biggest rewards have come from. I mean, do you know that Steven Spielberg got kicked out of film school multiple times? I mean, he could have said, I'm no good at this, but he didn't. He kept pushing himself to the edge and stretching his comfort zone. Music producers told Beyonce she wasn't good enough, but she kept pushing herself, even through the criticism, stretching her comfort zone. And, of course, we can look at these people today. They're iconic in the movie and the music industry, and there's so many people throughout history that have proved that when they get to the edge, when they stretch that zone of comfort, when they lose that familiar feeling, when they lose that security, when they lose that certainty, that is when the biggest rewards come. But as human beings, we are wired for comfort. We're wired for comfort. We want that. But have you ever looked at your little child? If you're a parent, if you can remember back when your child was young, and it's so funny because I just pulled up in front of my house and I could see through my windows and I saw my daughter through the house dancing. Like, you know that thing, like the way you dance when nobody's watching? So a little child has a very big expanded zone of comfort. But as we get a little older, and we develop that need for certainty, as we develop that security, as we develop that fear of rejection, we stop dancing like nobody's watching, and we build this zone of comfort, and we live in that zone of security, familiarity, and certainty. And so, unfortunately, by doing that, we can limit ourselves. We can limit ourselves from the greatest possibilities in our lives. And so that's what we're here to talk about today, because we all have greatness within us. We all have greatness within us. Sometimes we just have to stretch. We just have to stretch. And so I want to tell you a story about, I've stretched my comfort zone a few times majorly in my life. One was moving from a small town in Texas, moving to California. That was a big stretch in a comfort zone. But another one actually happened about 7 years ago. Dave and I were leading this company. We were stuck. We had a mission. We had a vision, but we didn't know how to actually achieve that mission of vision and getting our products out to the world. And so I joined a peer group. I joined a president's and CEO group called Vistage, and it's a mentorship group. It's a personal development group. But that group was so outside of my zone of comfort. I had to stretch myself so thin. And it's funny because I was just at that group today, and it was actually my 7-year anniversary. So I walked down memory lane for a moment, and I remembered the way that I felt 7 years ago. For the first few years, I literally would cry driving to those meetings. There's a once-a-month meeting. I was the only female in the group. I'm 10 to 12 years younger than anyone else in the group. I was the least successful business person in the group, but I needed that. I needed that because I needed to be around seasoned business people. I needed to watch them. I needed to learn from them because I needed to see what they did to run a successful company, to be a successful president or CEO. So I put myself out there knowing that I was really at the bottom of the barrel of the group and even feel like it was charity that they let me in. But I did it, and literally after tears and tears and tears, after years, today they said, Amy, you're one of our best leaders, and still to this day, I'm the only female in the group. But I can stand my own with them now, and I've learned so much from them. But I was so committed. I knew that I had a mission. I knew that our products healed people, and I knew I had to become a better business person to get them out to the world. And I was convicted with that, and I said, I got to go outside. I got to find an outside resource. And I did. I found this group. So I had commitment that I wanted to learn. And then I put it into action. Every month I would go to the group and I would say, I would learn from the group and I'd take one nugget away, just one nugget every month. And I'd come back and I'd apply it to the business. And so after doing that for several years, I began to be really good and feel really great about being a leader and step into my leadership, step into my greatness, step into the possibility. And so it was just really amazing. So I knew my why. I knew what my motivation was. I knew that I needed to grow this company. I had a vision. I saw myself as a leader. I just couldn't quite get there. I just couldn't quite bridge that gap. And then I trusted in others. I trusted in this group as my mentors. And then through all of that, I gained confidence in myself. So it's a cycle. And now it's interesting that I can come back and now I can coach on these same principles. But when you talk about stretching your zone of comfort, I was stretched so thin, I almost burst puff the rubber band. But you know what? I'm so happy I did. I'm so worth it. The discomfort was absolutely worth it because look, with me and with Dave and with David Litt and with all of you on this call, look where we are today. Look at the number of lives that we have affected. And I honestly believe if I wouldn't have stepped and stretched my comfort zone, I would not be on this call and I certainly would not know all of you. And we wouldn't be impacting the number of lives that we're impacting today. So for me, the stretching of the comfort zone has been just really, pivotal and amazing in developing my leadership and developing and so we can achieve this mission and this vision together.
Well, that's a great story, Amy. It's a really, really powerful story. And, you know, it's about courage. You know, it's about being courageous and to, number one, admit, you know, where you need help and why you need help and then to seek it out and to put yourself in those uncomfortable places. And so for, you know, people listening, you know, you all know where you're uncomfortable, where that edge of comfort is. And the more that you find people who you can learn from and mentor underneath, just like Amy was talking about with her Vistage group, you know, the more that you can find people and knowledge, you know, if you can find the knowledge that helps you to expand, it's going to improve and expand your belief. And if you continue to tie back to that commitment, that why, and then put it into action, you know, it's like riding a bicycle, you know, and it's so interesting. I talk to people all the time about their Perium business, and I can tell who's working the business and who's not just simply by, you know, when we talk about the back office, when we talk about the enrollment process, when we talk about the products, when we talk about the tear pad, when we, you know, there's just no substitute, you know, for doing. There's no substitute for putting yourself out there and just trusting and believing that good things will happen. And you know, picking up the phone is the most obvious example. So whether it's picking up the phone, texting, posting on Facebook, going public in some way, it's easy to do and it's easy not to do. Physically, it's all super easy to do. It's just emotionally. And so, you know, finding that place in which you have a big why, have a big vision, have some big goals, and you get as specific as possible and stick to the process. You know, I do the elliptical machine when I go to the gym, and, you know, I set a calorie goal, and I like to do it based on results rather than time, and I set a calorie goal, and every step I could step off, you know, and I'm at 100 calories and 150 calories and 200 calories and two, and it's starting to get hard, and it's starting to get boring, and it start, you know, and all those things start to bubble up of all the reasons why not, all the reasons why not, all the reasons why not, and I'm going to take the easy path. And, you know, the excitement, the growth, the true feeling of accomplishment, and the way that you can help the most people, starting with yourself, is to go and find that place of courage and find the action that keeps you moving forward. So, you know, there's another cycle that's this belief action cycle, belief action, belief action. I was on the transformation support call right before this, and this woman, Patricia from New Jersey, was just so awesome. She was talking about, you know, her first day or two or three, she had all these things of why am I doing this, and this is uncomfortable, and I'm not happy, and but she remembered the advice she gave her daughter, which is you shouldn't start something that you're not willing to finish. And so she just decided, you know, I promised myself, I made the commitment, and I'm going to follow the process. And sure enough, she was on day 8, and, I mean, she was like on rocket fuel. I mean, it was amazing to hear her and how excited she was, not only for, I mean, she didn't even talk about her body. She didn't even talk about her weight. She just talked about how proud she was that she followed through. So, you know, you constantly are getting these reinforcements, good and bad, of, you know, believing in something, trying something, believing in something, trying something. And I think the good is obvious when you succeed. The bad, you know, sometimes there's other things in the bad. So I'm going to turn it over to Amy to talk a little bit about what happens when, you know, you try something that doesn't go right.
Well, I mean, and that's happened to me so many times, because that's what life is all about. It's about trying things, and sometimes you knock it out of the park, and sometimes you strike out, and sometimes in the middle, maybe you get a base hit there. Sometimes you even have to bunt. So, you know, it's about trying things, and have you ever heard that saying that life, it's like 20% what happens to you and 80% how you respond? And that really, that 80% determines your mindset. It determines your happiness and your greatness. And so I truly believe that everything has a lesson in it, and that maybe if you've done something, maybe if you've prospected someone, maybe if you've done a healthy happy hour and it didn't go so well, it's totally okay. It's how you respond to it. It's what you learn from it. It's what you take away. So we're not saying go wallow in it and say, oh, that was terrible and I'm not going to do it again. What we say is break it down and say, what could I have done better? Maybe reach out to your up team, talk about the way you prepared for it, talk about your message, and see if you can refine that, and then go out and try it again. I mean, that's what we've been doing and running this business, you know, for 22 or 24 years, is we tried something it didn't work out so well. So we creatively destructed it and we rebuilt it and we tried something again. And maybe that didn't work out so well. And you keep refining and refining. And that's what makes you stronger. You know, the old saying that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And that's absolutely true. Like, think back to the first time you did a public speaking event. And maybe you felt like that was super stretching your comfort zone. But then think about the next time you did it, and the next time you did it, and the next time you did it, you continued to get better and better and better. Like, it's so funny, at Unconvention, I was talking to somebody and they said, man, actually it was John and Mary Lynn, and they said, we can remember you, Amy, at the first factory tours. We can remember you, Amy, at the one convention, our very first convention, and how nervous you were. You know, and they said, it's so great to see the way you've stepped into that, you know, and that is a huge accomplishment for me. That's another huge piece of my life where I've stretched my comfort zone, where I was deathly afraid, where you had that burning sensation, like in your esophagus, you didn't think you'd get the air out. You were so nervous. And so that's something I stepped in to that, had courage, probably made a fool of myself many times, but I've developed a knack for it because I just kept practicing. And so again, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And the greatest accomplishments, the things that you can feel the absolute greatest about, is when you're the underdog. You know, like, I wasn't trained to be a public speaker. I was the underdog, and I figured it out by myself by just doing it. So I encourage you to do that as well. In this business that we are all in together, we were the underdogs who 20 years ago, people made fun of us for selling wheatgrass and superfoods and said, you'll never make it. But look what we're doing now. Look at the lives we are changing. And that feels amazing. But it was done because we kept pushing. We kept expanding that zone of comfort. So keep trying things that are new and difficult. And the more you try them, the faster you will grow. And those things will no longer be new and difficult. And then you can add something else to your list. So I challenge you, write down something that's new and difficult for you and try it this week. Work with your up team and try it and refine yourself. Surround yourself with people who believe in you. And with Purium, that's so easy to do. You have a whole family. You have a whole network of people that believe in you, of like-minded individuals you can lock arms with. So we have something unique and special here in the way that we take care of each other in this Purium family. So you are surrounded with people who believe in you, and we are on this mission together. And then you've got to become someone who believes in people. So you have people in your up team that are encouraging you and inspiring you, and then you need to take that in and absorb it and then push it back down on people in your downline. And so the cycle that we talked about before, you're the student, you have the knowledge, and then you put that into action, but then you become the teacher, and you believe in people, and you impart the knowledge into them, and you believe in them, and you push them, and so therefore the cycle will continue. And that is how we as a family are going to achieve what we set out to do, and that is healing the world with whole food nutrition. And so let your team know how proud you are of them when they try something new. Be that cheerleader that you tell them it's great and you're so proud of them that they took that step. And then give them constructive feedback, because that's okay. That's what people need to grow. But this business is all about change. You made a decision to change your health when you joined Purium. You made a decision to change your financial situation when you decided you were going to build a business. And you might have even made the decision to go out and change your community. And I want you to know that Dave, David, and I are here to help you grow, and to encourage you and inspire you to stretch that zone of comfort, because that is where the magic happens. And we believe in you, and I know that you can go out and achieve whatever you set your mind to.
Well, fantastic, Amy. That was really, really inspiring, and I'm sure that people are going to take your advice, find something new and difficult, lock arms with somebody in their up team, and make something happen this week. And one of the things certainly is to get your big convention ticket. That's something super easy to do because you're going to be in that place with all those people, with all that community, with all that positive energy, with all those positive vibes. And that's one of the big things that's just an intangible that's hard to describe as to, you know, the value of coming together as a community. I know we just had that at Unconvention, and now we've got it at the big convention. So I'm going to give away a big convention ticket here in just a second, but I just want to say thanks, Amy, for a fantastic training. Whether you were nervous or not, it did not come across as nervous. It came across with true, passion and inspiration. And thanks for sharing your heart as you always do. And great, great information. So really, really cool training. Thanks so much for being on. And I'm excited to give away a big convention ticket and Amy's hometown, Amy's home state of Dallas, Texas. And the winner is from North Carolina. She's a director, and her name is Monica Williams. So what I'm going to do is put this call into Q&A mode. Monica Williams, if you're on the line, hit star 6, please. Monica Williams, are you on the line? Director from North Carolina, going once, going twice, can go to convention for free. You already got your convention ticket, enrolled 2 people last week. Are you on? All right, I'm going to go to our backup, Julianne Elmer. She's a consultant from Maryland. Julianne, I heard a couple people from Maryland calling in. Julianne, are you on the line? Star 6. Julianne Elmer, star 6. I hear somebody clicking buttons.
Heard a click.
Going once, going twice. Monica Williams, Julianne Elmer. Okay, I'm down to my last person. She actually won a convention ticket last Thursday night, and she's going to win another one if she's on the line. And she's a diamond from Washington. Her name is Talia Manupati. Talia, are you on the line? Star 6, going once, going twice. I got Monica, Julianne, or Talia. Oh, my goodness, we're going to wrap up this call and save ourselves the money for a convention ticket, Amy.
Oh, wait, I hear a voice.
Talia's my upline.
What's that?
Talia's my upline.
That doesn't count.
Okay.
Sorry. Good try, though. All right.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, we'll give away a ticket next week. All you need to do is get your ticket, enroll a couple of PLC members, and be on this call. So I'm glad that hundreds and hundreds of people got to hear what Amy had to share, and unfortunately we missed out on those 3. So we'll catch you next week. But, Amy, we're right at the bottom of the hour, but any last things you wanted to share?
I just want to say it was so great to connect with everybody. Thank you so much. Got to get your big tickets. It's going to be an amazing event. And that, like David said, that is where you are safe. You're with your family. And you can make that, well, you can make that declaration and decision anytime to stretch that comfort zone. But that is an amazing place to see possibilities that you may not have been able to see for yourself otherwise. So please come there and share that big moment with us. So look forward to seeing everybody there. Love you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Amy. And, so please join David Sandoval tomorrow night. Purium Lifestyle Call every Wednesday night. So join Dave. And great, great, great call. This call was recorded. If you like what you heard, it'll be in the back office the next day or two. And share the link with your downline. Share it. You know, you can actually share it also from the phone app. So make sure that other people get this information and inspiration. Amy, thanks for being on the line, and we will have a convention. Oh, by the way, we're going to have 2 Diamond Club or 2 Diamond Training winners tomorrow night. Dave's going to give away 2 Diamond Trainings for Eric Ware at convention, so listen in tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody.
Awesome. Bye, everybody. Good night.